Redemption accomplished and applied, session 32. 再一次救赎启恩第三十二讲 ，Chapter 10 Glorification continued。我们继续第十章的荣耀。In our last session, we ended up with this. 我们上一讲最后的时候，我们说 ，Glorification has in view the destruction of death itself. 的荣耀的意思就是死亡本身的灭绝。It is to dishonor Christ and to undermine the nature of the Christian hope, to substitute the blessedness upon which believers enter at death for the glory that is to be revealed when this corruptible will put on incorruption and this mortal will put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54. 所以，假如啊，我们呢，不是看到哥林多前书第十五章第五十四节说，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。只要我没有看到这个才是要显现的荣耀的话呢，而用信徒们死的时候进入的那种的蒙福状态当作是的荣耀的话呢，那个是对基督非常的不尊敬，也是严重的削减了基督徒的盼望的。 Preoccupation with the event of death indicates a deflection of faith, of love, and of hope. 只要我们只专注于信徒的死这件事呢，就指出我们事实上是扭曲了我们的信心，扭曲了我们的爱心和扭曲了我们的盼望。 We who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown within ourselves, the apostle reminds us, waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Romans 8:23. 罗马书第八章第二十三节，使徒保罗提醒我们，我们这已经有了圣灵这个初熟的果实的人了，我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体的属。罗马书八章二十三节。 That is a glorification. 那个就是得荣耀那件事。 It is the complete and final redemption of the whole person. 这个是整个人的完全的最后的被救赎。 When in the integrity of body and spirit, the people of God will be conformed to the image of the risen, exalted, and glorified Redeemer. 因为在得荣耀的时候，上帝的子民身体和灵魂整全的就会向那位复活的、荣耀的、被高举的救赎主的形象一样。 When the very body of the humiliation will be conformed to the body of Christ'sglory, referred to Philippians 3:21. 因为我们的身体会改变，我们那个卑微的身体就会好像基督荣耀的身体那样。腓立比书第三章第二十一节，叫我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。God is not the God of the dead. 上帝不是死人的上帝， but of the living. 上帝是活人的上帝。 And therefore nothing short of resurrection to the full enjoyment of God can constitute the glory to which the living God will lead his redeemed. 因此呢，我们的复活完全享受上帝他自己，这才算是永活的神带领他的蒙救赎的子民所进入到的荣耀。身体复活完全与上帝同在，这才算是的荣耀。 Christ is the first begotten from the dead. 基督乃是从死里复活的人的头生者。 The first fruits of them that have fallen asleep. 基督是那些已经睡了之人的初熟的果子。 He is the firstborn among many brethren. 基督是众弟兄中的长子。 This truth, that glorification must wait for the resurrection of the body. 这个真理就是说的荣耀呢必须要等到身体复活的那天。 advises us that glorification is something upon which all the people of God will enter together at the same identical point in time. 就告诉我们呢的荣耀这件事呢是所有上帝的子民在同一刻的时间的同一刻一同进入到的。There is no priority for one above another. 没有一个信徒会先得到另外一个信徒后得到。In this respect, it radically differs from death. 从这个角度来看但荣耀与信徒的死是彻底的不一样的。And the glory with Christ upon which saints enter on that event. 但荣耀也是与圣徒们死的时候与基督一同的荣耀是完全不一样的。Each saint of God who dies has his own appointed season. 每一个上帝的圣徒有他上帝所定的日子死亡。And therefore his own time to depart and be with Christ. 所以他离开身体与主同在有他个人的那个时候的。We can see that this event is highly individualized. 我们看到死亡这件事情呢是非常个人化的。But it is not so with glorification. 的荣耀却是另外一件事。One will not have any advantage over another. 没有一个信徒啊会比另外一个信徒更加的便宜的。All together will be glorified with Christ. 所有圣徒们一起与基督的荣耀。The New Testament lays peculiar stress upon this fact. 新约圣经呢特别强调这个事实的。We might think it unnecessary to accent it. 可能我们觉得不必小题大做。We might say, 我们可能这样说 Well, the important truth is that all will be glorified. 最重要的真理是每一个人所有的信徒都会得荣耀 and all else is of little significance. 其他的事情就不重要咯。It is not so. 不是如此。The Apostle Paul found it necessary to inform or perhaps remind the Thessalonian believers. 使徒保罗呢感觉到必须要提醒帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒们 that even those who will not die but be living at the advent of the Lord will not have any advantage over those who died. 使徒保罗教导说那些在主再来的时候还没有死在主再来的时候还是活着的基督徒呢与那些已经死的基督徒比较并没有有更多的好处 because he says the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And so, the living and the resurrected dead who died in Christ will together be snatched up to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 and 17. 帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十六和十七节。因为主必亲自从天降临有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音又有上帝的号吹响那在基督死了的人必先复活以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里在空中与主相遇这样我们就要和主永远同在 Again, the same apostle says in 1 Corinthians 15 verses 51 and 52. 使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十五章五十一、五十二节这样说 Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all asleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 哥林多前书第十五章五十一和五十二节我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们我们不是都要睡觉乃是都要改变就在一霎时霎眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候因号筒要响使人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的这必死的总要变成不死的Glorification, then, is the instantaneous change that that will take place for the whole company of the redeemed when Christ will come again, the second time, without sin, unto salvation, and will descend from heaven with a shout of triumph over the last enemy. 那么，这荣耀是什么呢？就是一刹那的改变。什么时候会发生呢？什么时候为所有的被赎的神的子民发生呢？就是当主耶稣第二次再来的时候，没有罪让我们得救，他要从天降临，有海旋的，有凯旋的啊声音啊宣告，最后的仇敌都已经被击败了。Then will come to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? 1 Corinthians 15:54-55. 哥林多前书十五章五十四和五十五节，这必朽坏的，既变成不朽坏的；这必死的，既变成不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？ There is much for our instruction in this fact that the final act of the application of redemption is one that affects all alike at the same moment of in time in the final accomplishment of God's redemptive design.这件事实就是在救赎的施行里面，最后一个的上帝的作为是同时啊坐在所有的信徒们的身上的，这个就是上帝救赎的整个的计划最后的一个的成就。这件事情呢，对我们有很多的教训的。 It is as a body that the whole company of the redeemed will be glorified. 得到荣耀的是整体的被赎之民，是他们身为整个的整体的荣耀的。 This is highly consonant with all that of which glorification is the consummation. 那的荣耀是什么事情的完成，什么事情的结束呢？与这个一起的荣耀这两件事情呢，是非常的一致，非常的吻合的。 It is union with ChristThat binds together all the phases of redemptive love and grace. 上帝救赎的爱和恩典都是借着与基督联合连结在一起的。 It was in Christ the people of God were chosen before the foundation of the world. 在创世之前，上帝的子民被拣选，是在基督里被拣选的。 It was in Christ they were redeemed by his blood.选民由基督的宝血救赎，所以在基督里的赎道。 He loved the church and gave himself for it. 基督爱教会，为教会舍命。 The people of God were quickened together with Christ and raised up together and made to sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Refer to Ephesians chapter 5:25 and chapter 2 verses 5 and 6.上帝子民是一同与基督复活的，上帝子民是一同与基督复活，上帝子民是一同与基督在基督耶稣里坐在天上的。参考以弗所书，首先是第五章第二十六节，我们从二十五节开始读。正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。另外，以弗所书二章五到六节 ，Ephesians 2:5-6， 当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。Christ wrought redemption with the design.That he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. 基督成就了救赎，他的目的就是以弗所书第五章第二十 七节，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
When heaven's design will reach its grand finale，
当天上的计划达到最后一幕荣耀的高峰的时候呢，
Christ will come again in the glory of his Father，
基督必在他父的荣耀中再来。
He will also come in his own glory，
他也会在他自己的荣耀中再来。
It will be the appearing of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ， Titus 2:13。
提多书第二章第十三节告诉我们，主耶稣来的时候是在至大的上帝和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀这样子显现的。提多书二章十三节，
But this will also be the revelation of the sons of God， Romans 8:19。
可是这个同时也是上帝的子民，上帝的儿子们荣耀的显现。罗马书第八章第十九节，受造之物切望等候上帝的众子显出来。
There will be a perfect coincidence of the revelation of the Father's glory, of the revelation of the glory of Christ, and of the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
三件事情会很完整的同时发生，就是父神的荣耀的显现，基督的荣耀的显现，和上帝的众子的荣耀的自由的显现。
The glorification of the elect will coincide with the final act of the Father in the exaltation and glorification of the Son.
选民的荣耀与父神最后的一个作为是同时发生的，就是父神高举父神最后一次的荣耀爱子。
Romans 8:17，
罗马书第八章十七节。
But if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Romans 8:17， 罗马书第八章第十七节。既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是上帝的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同的荣耀。罗马书八章十七节。
There is heavenly congruity here，
这里有一个属天的一个的一致性，一个的吻合。
And it is congruity which exemplifies the marvel of divine love, wisdom and power, as it also vindicates the glory of God。
这种的属天的一致性呢，是显出上帝的爱，他的智慧和他的大能的奇妙或者是绝妙，同时也证实了上帝的荣耀。
The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day， Isaiah chapter 2 verse 11。
在那日耶和华他自己必得荣耀。以赛亚书第二章第十一节说，唯独耶和华被尊荣。
Glorification is an event which will affect all the people of God together at the same point in time in the realization of God's redemptive purpose.
的荣耀就是上帝救赎的计划完全实现，所有的上帝的子民一同会得荣耀的。
It will bring to final fruition the purpose and grace which was given in Christ Jesus before time eternal.
那么在时间之前的永恒在基督耶稣里，上帝已经定下的计划，上帝已经赐下的恩典呢，现在最后一次实现了。
Refer to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9，
参考提摩太后书第一章第九节。上帝救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典，这恩典是万古以先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
These truths respecting the glorification of the people of God are complementary to other tenets of the Christian hope.
这些真理呢， 就是关于上帝的子民的荣耀的真理呢，与其他的基督徒的盼望的其他的真理呢，是相互相成的。是如何如此呢？ Number one， 第一点， Glorification is associated and bound up with the coming of Christ in glory。 的荣耀呢，与基督在荣耀中再来呢，是不可分开的。 The advent of Christ visibly, publicly and gloriously does not appeal to a great many people who profess the name of Christ。 基督将要能见的，在人面前公开的和荣耀的必再来，这件事情呢，对很多自称是基督徒的人呢，他们不感兴趣，不被吸引的。 It appears to them to be too naive for the more advanced and mature perspective of present day Christians。 对他们来说呢，对于我们这些已经很有高度发展的成熟的人呢，这些基督徒呢，他们会觉得这个太天真太简单了。This attitude is quite akin to that of which Peter warned his readers。 这个呢，和彼得警告他的读者们的态度呢，是非常的相似的。 There shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation。 2 Peter 3 verses 3 and 4。 彼得后书第三章第三节和第四节，在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候人是一样。彼得后书三章三和四节。 It is the same kind of unbelief which entertains doubtrespecting the virgin birth of our Lord, or denies the substitutionary atonement, or spurns the thought of our Lord's bodily and physical resurrection, which can be indifferent to the glorious advent of our Lord on the clouds of heaven。 对于我们的主从天上在云中荣耀的再来，对这件事情漠不关心呢，就是出自从一个的不信的心。这种不信的心呢，他们会怀疑我们的主耶稣是否童贞女所生的，他们会否认主耶稣代罪的赎罪大功，也会藐视我们的主耶稣的身体的复活，都是不信。 And this unbelief becomes peculiarly aggravated when it scorns the very idea of a return of the Lord bodily, visibly, publicly。 这种的不信呢，当他们不肯相信我们的主在带着他的身体能见的公开的再来，不肯相信这点呢，那么这个不信呢，就特别的更加的复杂了。 If that conviction and hope do not stand at the center of our perspective for the future， 只要这个的信念这个的盼望不是我们对未来的展望的核心的思想的话， It is because the barest outlines of our frame of thought are destitute of Christian character。 那乃是因为呢，我们的思想里面的架构呢，差不多完全没有基督徒的特性。 The hope of the believer is centered in the coming of the Savior again, the second time, without sin, under salvation。 基督徒的盼望乃是专注于我们的救主第二次再来无罪的，以致我们得救。 Paul calls this the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of the great God and our Savior Christ Jesus。 Titus chapter 2 verse 15， 保罗是这样称这个的荣耀的事件的。提多书第二章第十三节，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的上帝和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。提多书二章第十三节。 The believer who knows him whom he has believed loves him whom he has not seen says Amen, come Lord Jesus, Revelation 22:20。 信徒们所信的主是他所认识的，所没有见过的主耶稣是他所爱的。这种信徒会说 Amen， 主耶稣愿你再来。启示录二十二章二十节。 So indispensable is the coming of the Lord to the hope of glory。 主再来是我们荣耀的盼望。这件事情是那么的不可或缺 that glorification of a believer has no meaning without the manifestation of Christ's glory. 以至于对信徒来说的荣耀呢，若不是因为基督荣耀的显现，那么我们的荣耀是毫无意义的。Glorification is glorification with Christ. 的荣耀就是与基督一同的荣耀。Remove the latter. 若没有与基督一同的荣耀， and we have robbed the glorification of believers of the one thing that enables them to look forward to this event with confidence, with joy unspeakable and with full of glory. 假如没有基督荣耀的显现，与他一同的荣耀的话呢，那我们呢，在信徒们的荣耀这件事情上就夺去唯一让他们能够有盼望、有信心、有说不出的欢喜快乐和荣耀这个因素了。 But rejoice, Peter wrote, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 15。彼得是这样说的，在彼得前书第四章第十三节，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐的。彼得前书第四章第十三节，这个是第一方面，我们下一讲继续讲第二方面。